Today's daf is Yivamos Daf Chav Tes. We are holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Chesam Beis. We could rest a little easier today. It's not quite as challenging as the last couple of days. It's still Yivamos. We're still learning Yivamos, but it's not quite what it's been the last couple of days. Today we're going to discuss primarily the issue of Ma'amer, that when a man does Ma'amer, which is this Kiddushin Derabanan, on one of his Yivamos, to what extent does that create a sense of Kiddushin, of Nisuin, and to what extent does that address the relationship with the other women who may be Zakuk Liyibum and maybe take care of those other relationships, because he has identified one woman, one of the Yevamos, as the one that he is most interested in. But first we're going to start with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Chesam Beis. Says the Mishnah, and this is going to be a continuation of some of the Inyanim that we've been discussing. Shlosha Achin, if you have three brothers, Shnayin Mehen Nisuin Shtei Achayos, two of the brothers are married to two sisters. Oh, Isha Ubita, or the two women that are married to Reuven and Shimon are a mother and daughter. Oh, Isha Basbita, or a mother and granddaughter. Oh, Isha Basbina, or a mother and granddaughter from her son. Hare Elu, in all these cases, Choltzos Vlomis Yavmos. All of these cases are cases of Krovas Zukukaso. When both Reuven and Shimon die, Levi is faced with two women who are both zakuktim, who are related to each other. So just like we've been discussing achos zukukaso, the same halach would apply to bas zukukaso, aim zukukaso, granddaughter of zukukaso, grandmother of zukukaso. The bottom line is you can't do yibum when there are two women who are both zakuk to you that are related to each other. That precludes the possibility of yibum. So, but you have to do chalitza, because the din of achos zukukaso is only a din midrabanan, mida oraisa. There is a zika over here. So they both require chalitza, but no yibum is permitted. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't even need to do chalitza. And the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Shimon holds that even chalitza is not required, and that they're poter b'vlo klum, they can go and get married to whoever they want. Haysa achas me'an asura lav iser erva, Asurba umutar bachosa. If one of the women, let's say Reuven's wife, happened to have been Levi's mother-in-law, so when Reuven and Shimon die, and Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife are now faced with Levi for Yibum, well, Reuven's wife is not really faced to Levi for Yibum, because Reuven's wife is his mother-in-law, so she's an erva, she's out of the picture, and therefore, we don't look at Shimon's wife as achos zukukaso or anything else. She's the only zaka, she's the only one that has any zika. So you can do Yibum on Shimon's wife. That's halacha we've already learned several times over the last couple of days, that if one of them is, and before that as well, that if one of them is an erva, then the other one is not considered a relative of a zakuka, because the erva is not zakuk to yibum at all. Iser mitzvah, o iser kedusha, but if the if Reuven's wife to Levi is a shnios la'arayos, is not an erva daraisa, is never midrabanan, or maybe is only an iser lav, then choltzos v'lo misyavmos, then you do chalitza, but you cannot do yibum. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shtein mina chalitza mina yibum. In the very first case of the Mishnah, three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, let's say. The Rabbi Shimon said, you don't have to worry about anything when the two brothers that are married to the two sisters die. There's no need for Yibum or Chalitza. Why? Why wouldn't they at least require Chalitza? Isn't there a Zika on a Daraisa level? Isn't there some requirement of something on a Daraisa level? Answers the Gemara explains, Shenemar, V'isha elachosa lo tikach litzrar, and we darshin, V'sha shenasu tzaros zulazu, lo yehelu chalikuchan afilu ba'a. If the Zika would make the two women tsaros to each other, make them co-wives to each other, even if they're not really wives, but co-zukukos to each other, then there isn't, there's no likuchan afilu ba'achas mehen. Then there's no sense of kiddushin or of yibum whatsoever with any of them. There's no Zika at all. The Zika doesn't exist. Any Zika whose existence would create a case of tsara, where the two wives, two sisters, are tsaros to each other, is not a Zika at all, according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the women can get married to whoever they want. They don't require Yibum or Chalitza. But then the Mishnah went on to say the halacha that we've learned so many times already, that if one of the wives of, let's say, Reuven's wife, what happened to be the mother-in-law of Levi, happened to be an erva to Levi, so then there's no zika between Reuven's wife and Levi, but there's an absolute zika between Shimon's wife and Levi, and Levi could even do yibum on Shimon's wife. Hasulamali, hainuach. How many times are you going to tell me the same thing? We already learned this. What are we adding in this Mishnah? Ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Shimon Itzrich. Now we need this according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Salkadai techamina, holvam Rabbi Shimon, shtei achayos, lo choltos, lo misyavmos. So one might have thought that since Rabbi Shimon holds that when you have two sisters that are both nofelos liibum, you don't need chalitza or yibum, they're both off scot free. Ligzor mishum bezachios di alma, that you might make a gezera in the case where one of the sisters is an erva to one of them, that you shouldn't do yibum on the other sister, because people will think that you're allowed to do yibum when you have a regular case of two sisters. They're not going to realize that the reason Levi was able to do yibum on Shimon's wife was that Reuven's wife was Levi's mother-in-law, was an erva to Levi. They're just going to see that Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife were sisters with each other, and that you were allowed to do yibum on Shimon's wife. And they may get confused that in a regular case where you have two sisters, none of whom are an erva to Levi, and think that you could do yibum in that case as well. Kamashmalan therefore comes to tell me that no, we don't make any such gezeira. We assume that people will realize that why it is that he was allowed to do yibum on Shimon's wife. It's because Reuven's wife was never zakuk at all, because she is an erva to Levi. Iser mitzvah, then the Mishnah taught that if one of them was not an iser erva, but was an iser mitzvah, was shnios la'arayos, or was a lav, so then you could do chalitza, but you must do chalitza, but there is no yibum. Frankly, Gemara of Am Rabbi Shimon, shtei achayos lo choltos v'lo misyavmos. Didn't Rabbi Shimon say that when you have two sisters, you don't do chalitza, nor do you do yibum? And as Rashi explains, v'hacha amai boi chalitza. So in this case, why should you require chalitza at all? Hakivan d'midar raisa chazil livumei zukukehi v'avilu kishar beiz achayos shenasot tzorazu lezu. Since on a daraisa level, they're roi to do yibum, so there's a zika for both of these sisters, and isn't that a regular case of two achayos, two sisters who become tsaros simultaneously? Rabbi Shimon poter achas achos zukuka mechalitza. Rabbi Shimon holds that when two sisters become zakuk on a daraisa level simultaneously, on a daraisa level, by definition, there's no zika because they're becoming tsaros to each other through that zika, so it doesn't exist. So even though Reuven's wife may be an iser lav to Levi, let's say, or Reuven's wife may be Levi's grandmother, a shnios la'arayos to Levi, but that only answers from midrabanan. On a daraisa level, there's a zika with Reuven's wife, at the same time that there's a zika with Shimon's wife. Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife are sisters. According to Rabbi Shimon, that automatically exempts them. You can't become tsaros, two sisters who become tsaros to each other through a zika. The zika doesn't exist. They get to go scot-free. So why is it over here that we say that they do chalitza and don't do yibum? Answers the Gemara, gzeira mishum iser mitzvah di'alma. It's a gzeira for a general iser mitzvah. If you're going to pater these women legamri, someone who sees that that's what you've done, that the women just get to go and marry whoever they want, is going to assume that it has nothing to do with achos zakuka. They're going to think that they get to do whatever they want because of iser mitzvah. That iser mitzvah is treated like an erva, and she's pater from chalitza entirely. And then they'll come to pater iser mitzvah in a general case. When there's not a sister, when you just stand faced with a shnios, people say, you don't even need chalitza for shnios la'arayos, because look, the woman went off, got married. They're not going to realize the reason that she was able to get married to whoever she wanted without a chalitza was the fact that it was that her sister was nofelos libum at the same time, and that by definition, according to Rabbi Shimon, takes away any zika. They're going to think it's because of the shnios la'arayos. So in order to address that, we do a chalitza so that there not be any confusion about it. Says Gemara that's an excellent explanation, hatenach ihi, of the one who's actually an iser mitzvah, why you would require a chalitza on her, because people will think that otherwise someone who's an iser lav or an iser shnios can get off scot-free. But achosa ma'ika lememer, how you can explain why you need a chalitza to pater the sister, for example, achosa kuka should be enough to pater her. No one's going to confuse that with anything else. What are you going to confuse that? that with. The Achosa has not is not related to him at all. It's not his grandmother's, meaning the Shimon's wife, who is not at all related to Levi. Why does she require a chalitza? She had a zika at the same time that her sister had a zika. Memela, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no zika. So why do we require a chalitza on Shimon's? I understand Reuven's wife. You may think that in general, when you have an Isra Lav or Shneels Rayos, that the woman gets to go without a chalitza. But Shimon's wife, what are you going to think about her? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Achosa Mishum Lasa Dida, that we make a Gzeira of her sister unto herself. That we're afraid that if we let the sister go without a chalitza, then people will think she can go without a chalitza, Reuven's wife can go without a chalitza also. And if people think Reuven's wife can go without a chalitza, then people will think that General Shneel Sar Rayos or Isuri Lavin can get off without a chalitza. Rashi points out, Hai Lasa Yisra Lashenhu. The word Lasa is a little bit of an extra word in this Gemara. It means Gzera Chosa Mishum Dida, that we make a Gzera on the sister because of her. Frak the Gemara Vagabe Erva Logazri. But wait a second, we don't make any such gezera when we're dealing with a real erva. If Reuven's wife was Levi's mother-in-law, let's say, we gave that example where the halacha is, since Reuven has no zika to his mother-in-law, Levi has no zika to his mother-in-law, to Reuven's wife, Levi can do yibum on Shimon's wife. Why don't we say we should make a gezera that Levi should not be able to do yibum on Shimon's wife, to Reuven's wife? Then people will think that he's allowed to do yibum on Reuven's wife also. And Reuven's wife is a real erva. Why don't we make any such gezeira by a case of erva? So answers the Gemara: Shiny erva de migmar gemirila inshi v'kala isla. Erva is a big deal. Everyone's aware of erva. Everyone's aware of the fact that it's a terrible, that's a very big iser, and everyone's therefore aware of the fact that there is no zika by an erva. So no one's going to confuse Reuven's wife, who's an erva to Levi, with Shimon's wife, who's not at all related to Levi. That's not going to be a cause for concern. But when you're dealing with secondary levels, shneos la'arayos, yisurei lavin, which aren't as people don't recognize as emphatic of an iser, so then we're confused that we're afraid people might get confused and think that Shimon's wife is the same as Reuven's wife. Good, new Mishnah. Shlosha achin, three brothers. Again, another Mishnah about three brothers. Shnayim nesuim shtei achayos ve'echad mufna. Two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, and a third brother, Levi, is single. He's not married to anybody. Now, in general, whenever the Mishnah has set up such cases, it always sets it up as Shnayim Nesuin Shtei Achios Ve'Echad Nesuin Nachris. We don't want a guy. Why should the guy be single? Let him be married. So we always just throw in someone who's a Nachris. Nachris doesn't mean a guy. It means someone who's not related to anybody. Yet this Mishnah decides that we're going to make the third brother single. So why would we make the third brother single over here? We never do that in any of the Mishnah. Nice. So Tosfos Yeshanim points out, "Haydelo nakat hacha echad nasui nachris kemo b'mishnah de besamach." The reason we don't mention, we don't say over here, we don't set up the case where the third guy is married to a woman who's just unrelated. Near mishum debayi lemeimer zuisha amru aylo alishto va'aleishas achiv lekach mukum l'davi mufna ta'ashavi bloisha klal. The whole point of this mishnah is where we're going to say that Levi, this third brother, is left with nobody. He's not going to be able to marry Reuven. Wife, when Reuven dies, not going to be able to marry Shimon's wife. The way we're going to see how the case progresses is we're trying to set up a case where Levi is left with nobody. But if he's got another wife, then it's not so sad. He's not really left with nobody. He's left with his other wife. So we're Dafka setting it up in a way where he should be left with nobody. So we want him to start with nobody, and then we could emphasize how Reuven's wife is not going to be able to stay with him, and Shimon's wife is not going to be able to stay with him. So he's left without any wife. So let's see how the case develops. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi is single. Levi is the third brother, he's single. Meis echad mibalei achayos va'asa ba mufna ma'amer. So Reuven dies, and now Reuven's wife, Mrs. Reuven, is zakuk liyibum for Levi. So Levi does ma'amer. He doesn't do yibum. He does ma'amer. He does this kiddushin midrabanan. Va'achar kach meis achav asheni. And then Shimon's wife dies. So on a daraisa level, Levi has done nothing with Reuven's wife on a daraisa level. He's faced with two women who are achos zukukaso, who are both zakuk to him, but are both sisters to each other. And therefore, according to the sheet of the Tanakhama we just learned in the last Mishnah, he would have to do chalitza on both. He can't do yibum on either one. According to Rabbi Shimon, he wouldn't be able to do anything on either one of them. They both go scot-free because they're both achos zukukaso. So that's the case that on a daraisa level. But midrabanan, he already put a stake in the ground on so to speak on Reuven's wife. He already decided that he did ma'amer. He did this kiddushin to Rabbanan on Reuven's wife. So what do you do now? Beishame says ishto imo. He gets to keep the wife that he did ma'amer on. His wife is with him, as Rashi points out. De ma'amer kiknus adamya. Ma'amer works. It makes her like she's his wife, and therefore v'chinafla achosa lo mitzra hachale mishum achosa kuka. When Shimon dies, and Shimon's wife, and now comes up, she is not, it's not going to aser Reuven's wife, Mishum Achosu Kukaso, because he's past the point of just a Zika with Reuven's wife. He did Ma'amer on Reuven's wife. So that's Ki'ilu, like if, for example, had he done Yibum on Reuven's wife before Shimon died, then when Shimon dies, he does not have to get rid of Reuven's wife. Mrs. Reuven is still married to him. He did Yibum on her. So Ma'amer has that kind of effect. When he does ma'amer on Reuven's wife, then that becomes his wife, and Shimon's wife is a non-entity. Valzu teitzei mishum achos isha. Shimon's wife, she gets to go free without anything because she's achos ishto. He's married to Mrs. Reuven, so Mrs. Shimon gets to go free because she's achos ishto. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai, and the Gemara is obviously going to deal with this. It sounds like Beis Shammai is holding that ma'amer really works on a daraisa level. That it's ki'ilu, it's yibum. Beis Hillelom. Basil says, Motzias ishto beget ubechalitza, veshasachiv bechalitza. The Mrs. Reuven, he's got to take care of with both a get and chalitza. Chalitza alone is not going to work on her, because once he did ma'amer, in order to undo the ma'amer, you need to give a get. So he has to do both a get and chalitza, but he absolutely cannot stay with her, because now she's achos kukaso. Shimon's wife and Reuven's wife are both zaktim on a dar raisa level. Ma'amer did nothing midar raisa. So midar raisa, they're two sisters who are achos zukukaso. So he has to get rid of her, but the only way to get rid of her is by doing both a get and a chalitza. And Eishas Achiv, when it comes to Shimon's wife, he gets rid of her b'chalitza, with a chalitza alone. He never did ma'amer on her, so he just does a normal chalitza. And Zui Sha'amru, Oilo al Ishto, va'oilo al Eishas Achiv. And this is what we say: woe unto him for his wife, and woe unto him for Eishas Achiv. I mean, he doesn't get to keep either one of them. He's left without anybody. And that's what Tosfos Shoshan referred to before, that since that's the punchline of the Mishnah, we try to set it up where Levi didn't have some other wife that he's going to be able to go back to. He's oilo al Ishto, oilo al Eishas Achiv. He's left with nobody at the end. So says Gemara, Zuhi l'mutei mai. Whenever we say Zuhi, this is the example where he's left with nobody. So we're always saying that it's coming to exclude something else. There's some other case where we don't say that woe unto him that he's left with nobody. So what are we trying to exclude? L'mutei hacht Rabbi Yeshua. We're coming to exclude the case of Rabbi Yeshua, d'lo avdin and kavasei, that we don't do like Rabbi Yeshua, eli ikram gumli eli ikram lazar. What in the world is this about? Hach to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rashi points out this is a Gemara, or a Mishnah rather, that appears much later in this Masechta on Daf Kuf Tes. That this is a reference to a Machlokes Tanaim that we're going to have in the following case. The Mishnah is going to say Daf Kuf Tes Amar Aleph. Also a case where a Yavam loses two wives. But here's the case: Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they marry Leah and Rachel, who are sisters. So Reuven, let's say, marries Rachel, and the kiddushin is chal min haTorah. Shimon marries Leah, but the problem is Leah is a katana still. She's not even bas mitzvah. She's a kiddusha katana. Now her kiddushin is only chal midrabanan, because he didn't. It wasn't her father who gave her over for kiddushin. Her father was dead. It was her mother and brother who gave her over for kiddushin. So Shimon's wife, Shimon's marriage to Leah, is only a kiddushin midrabanan. Now Reuven dies, and Rachel is faced with Yibum to Shimon. Now Shimon can't do Yibum because Shimon is married to her sister with this Kiddushin Midrabanan. So she's Achos Ishto, but he also can't pater from Yibum because on a Daraisa level, Shimon's not really married to the sister. He's not really married to Leah on a Daraisa level. It's only Kiddushin Midrabanan that he has with Leah. So he can't, she's not pater b'vlo klum, so there's still a Zika. So Rabbi Yeshua says over there, what Shimon has to do is he has to be Megarish, his wife. He has to get rid of Leah, his Ketana wife, and then he does Chalitza on Rachel, his wife's sister. Because once he's Megarish Leah, he can't do Yibum on Rachel, because Rachel is Achos Grushaso, and Achos Grushaso, you're not allowed to do Yibum on. But that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. And similarly, if he does Chalitza on Rachel first, he's going to have to be Megarish Leah anyway, because then Leah becomes Achos Chalutzaso. So either way, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's got to get rid of both of them. Shimon is going to be left with nobody. He's going to be left without Leah, who he thought he was originally married to, and he's going to be left without Rachel, who his brother Reuven was married to. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua on Daf Kuvtes. Our Mishnah, when it says Zuhi, this is the case where we say Oilo Alisha, Oilo Alisha Sachiv, is telling us not to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. How should we paskin? Well, there are two other shitos over there. There's Rabbi Gamliel and there's Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that if the Leah is mima'enes, if Leah decides that she wants out of her kiddushin with Shimon, great, then it's like the Kiddushin never happened, and Shimon is going to be able to do Yibum on Rachel. And if Leah is not Mima Enes, all you have to do is wait until Leah grows up, until she becomes 12 years old, and then she'll become a wife, Min HaTorah, with their Bia, and the mitzvah of Yibum on Rachel goes away on its own, because now Leah is his real wife. So Achos Ishto is not Zakuk to Yibum, it's an Erva. It's not Zakuk to any sort of Yibum. That's what Gamliel holds, that you have two options. Either Leah will do Miyun, and then he'll be able to Yibum on Rachel, or Leah will grow up, and then he'll be married to Leah, and then Rachel won't even need a Yibum Rachelita, he'll be able to stay with Leah. That's what Gamliel's opinion. Rabbi Lazar's opinion is, no, we don't wait for anything. We have to take care of it right now. So the way we take care of it right now is we go over to Leah and we say, Leah's a little girl. She's 6 years old. We say, I'll buy you a new doll. All you have to do is say that you're going to be mima'in, that you want out of the marriage to this man, that you want out from Shimon. And Leah says, sure, no problem. And she does a miyun. Then the marriage just goes away. It's nekar l'mafreya. The marriage never existed. Great, and now he's free to do Yibum on Reuven's wife. So we hold like one of those opinions, that we resolve it in a way where Shimon's going to end up with somebody, where Shimon's not going to end up alone. That's what our Mishnah is saying, Zuhi. Only in the case in our Mishnah is the brother left with nobody, and the brother in our case being Levi, the third brother, left with nobody. But in the case of the Mishnah Kuftas, we don't say like Rabbi Shor, where you're left with nobody, you're left with somebody. Amr Blazer, Lo Tema Ma'amr Le Beishamai Kona Kinyan Gamer. So Blazer comments, wait a second, let's go back to Beis Shammai. In our Mishnah, what happened? Beis Shammai says that when Levi did Ma'amer on Reuven's wife, that was like he doing Yibum on Reuven's wife in terms of Halacha. When Shimon dies, Shimon's wife is not Zatat to him at all. She's a nobody, because he's already is married to Reuven's wife. He's already married to her sister. So Rabbi Lazar says, no, don't think that Beis Shammai considers Ma'amer to be an absolute Kinyan. Di'ibay la'afuke sagi la'begita. To the extent that if he ever wants to divorce her, he doesn't even do chalitza. Meaning that after you do ma'amer, you don't even need chalitza, because ma'amer is like making her your full wife. And once you're fully married to somebody, the way to get rid of them is with a get. It's not with chalitza. So don't think that Beis Shammai holds that way. No. El ma'amer Beis Shammai einu kona el lidchos b'tzara b'lvad. Ma'amer is enough on a daraisa level, apparently, to make the tzara a non-issue, meaning to make her sister not even become zakuk for anything. But it's not enough to say that she's not going to need a chalitza. She's still going to need a chalitza. You can't just get rid of her with get alone. Amar Rabbi Avinaf and Anami Tanina. We have a brisa that supports this, that Beis Shammai Omrim Yekaimu. That Beis Shammai says that if they marry, at the beginning of the parak of the Mishnah, it said that if he jumps the gun and he gets married when he should not have gotten married, he does yibam on her. That if each of the brothers is miyabim one of the yavamos, so Levi is miyabim Rachel, Yehuda is miyabim Leah, yekaimu, they could stay with their wives. They don't have to be megarish them. So we darshin yekaimu. It sounds like only when they didn't ask Beis Din and they went and they were miyabim these women. That's where we say that they can keep them yekaimu in. That's where we say that Beishamai allows them to stay married to them, but lechadchila lo, but to allow the brothers to lechadchila to be miyabim, that we wouldn't do. This is talking about the Mishnah Daf Chavav, where you had two brothers that are married to two sisters, and then the two brothers die, and the two sisters face two other brothers. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die. Now Levi and Yehuda are faced with Rachel and Leah. So each one is achos zukukaso. Because Rachel and Leah are sisters, as we said. So we said that you have to do cholzos v'lomis yavmos. You're not allowed to do yibum. But Beshame says if each one picks one to do yibum on, then that's fine. They can stay married. But that's only b'diavet. L'chadchila we don't allow him to do yibum. But wait a second. There may be another option. It's not just chalitza or yibum. Yeah, yibum is going to be problematic because the yibum could be an iser. You're being pogeya v'achos zukukaso. But there's another way out, according to if you hold that ma'amer works for everything, that ma'amer is a great option. You have that third option of ma'amer. V'sal kadaituch, if you're going to hold ma'amer lebeis shamay kona kinyan gamur, that ma'amer affects the same thing bia would affect. It accomplishes the same thing bia would accomplish. Why does beis shamay say that they're not allowed to be miyabim lechadchila and that they have to do chalitza on the two yivamos? You have a much simpler option. Ze yase ma'amer v'yikne. Let one of the brothers do ma'amer on one of the yavamos, and he'll be kona her legamri, and once he's kona her legamri, he's going to be allowed to stay married to her, because that gets rid of the zika of her sister, and let the other brother do ma'amer on the other sister, and that will get rid of the zika with him and the other sister, and everyone will be fine, and everyone will be able to stay married. Ella, so Ella, my docha, dechia gemura. So Ella, my, so the Gemara says, so what do you want to say? That according to this, according from Beis Shammai, docha, dechia gemura, that even if Maimer is not completely kona, but it's docha, the zika of the other sister, so you could still ask, why did Beis Shammai say why does Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to be miyabim lechachila? You could still do, ze yase Maimer, aviyidcha, let this one do Maimer on one of the Yavamos, and that will be Docha, the Zika of the sister, Ze Yasa Maimer V'Yidcha, and let this one do Maimer on the other sister, and that will be Docha, the Zika with the other sister. I mean, even if it's not Kona Kinyan Gamer, even if you're not going to say that it gets rid of any need for Chalitza, that once you do Maimer, she's just your wife, and you get rid of her by divorcing her with a get, and that's it. But everyone agrees that, according to Beis Shammai, Ma'amer at least addresses the relationship with her sister, that if you do Maimer on Rachel, there's no longer a Zika with Leah. That was Beis Shammai's whole point in the Mishnah. So we're weiter stuck with that Kasha, meaning in the case where Reuven and Shimon, Levi Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, Reuven and Shimon die, we still have an Eitzah, according to Beis Shammai. Let Levi do Ma'amer on Mrs. Reuven, let Yehuda do Ma'amer on Mrs. Shimon. So when Levi does Ma'amer on Mrs. Reuven, there's no more Zika with Mrs. Shimon. When Yehuda does Ma'amer on Mrs. Shimon, there's no more Zika with Mrs. Reuven, and that would solve all the problems.
Why would Ma'amer work better than Yibum in that case?
Because Yibum is usher to do when there's still a Zika. So you're not allowed, when she's still achos kukasa, you're not allowed to do Yibum, but Ma'amer, you're not having Bia. You're doing an act that's low risk. It doesn't cost you anything. So and once you do it, it gets rid of the Zika. So now you could do the Yibum. Now you could once you do the Maimer, it gets rid of the other Zika. So now you should be able to do the Yibum. So Ella Ma'isach LeMaimer. So what are you going to say? You have to be mechalik between the case of our Mishnah and the case of the Mishnah with the four brothers. Maimer de Hetera. What we have to assume is when you have what's called a Maimer de Hetera, where the Yavama was mutter to do Yibum in the first place, like in our Mishnah, Reuven died. Shimon was still alive and well when Reuven died, and when Levi did Maimer, Shimon was still alive and well. There was only one woman that was zakuk to Yibum, and it was a perfect. He could have done Yibum at that point. Levi could have done Yibum on Reuven's wife. He chose not to. He chose to do Maimer. Such a Maimer, where you could have done Yibum, where you had the potential for Yibum, such a Maimer will get rid of any future Zika with her sister, with the sister of Mrs. Reuven. That will work. But the Isura, when you're dealing with a Maimer de Isura, where you're doing Maimer because you can't do Yibum, like in the case in the Mishnah on Chavav, where Reuven and Shimon are both dead, and now Levi is faced with both Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. He can't do Yibum on either one. one of them. Such a maimer is not going to get rid of the zika of her sister, because there's no, so the yisura lo dachi, but a maimer of the yisura is not going to be docha the other zika. So hachinami, maimer, hachinami, so over here also we could say, maimer, afil the mandiyamer, maimer kona, even if you're kinyan gomer, even if your old maimer is kona kinyan gomer, maimer de'atera, that's only maimer de'atera. Where you could have done Yibum, that's Kani. That's Kona the Yivam and Mela is Pokea the Zika with the sister. But the Isura, but a Maimer where you would not have been able to do Yibum, like the two sisters are both facing you for Yibum right now, and each one is in the way of her sister because they're both Achosu Kukaso, then Lo Kani, then Maimer is not going to accomplish anything. Meaning it's not going to be Kona Legamri to take away the other Zika, the Zika of the other sister. So therefore, you're not allowed to be Konis Lechadchila. And therefore, you don't have a right from Beis Shammai that Maimer is not Kona Kinyan Gomer. In that case, Maimer was not Kona Kinyan Gomer because it was a lower level of Maimer. Says Gemara in Vayter. Now, Ravashi Masni Hachi. Ravashi taught Reb Lazar in a slightly different way, and he holds that even according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is not Kona Kinyan Gomer. Amr Reb Lazar, that Reb Lazar said as follows: Lo Tema Maimer le Beis Shammai Dachi Dechia Gemura. That don't think that Beis Shammai holds Maimer is Docha the Zika of the sister entirely, that it completely gets rid of the Zika of the sister, so Vitsarasa Chalitzanami Lobaya, and therefore the Tsara is not even going to require Chalitza when she faces a case of Yibum. Ella Docha Meshayerhu. No, what Maimer does is it's Docha the Zika, Legabe the woman who had Maimer, that Zika is not going to stop her from getting married to the Yavam as a Chosu Kukaso, but a Meshayerhu, but it also leaves a little bit over. The sister of the Balas HaMaimer is still going to require a chalitza. So in the case of our Mishnah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi are all brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven marries Rachel. Shimon marries Leah. Reuven dies without any children. Rachel now is faced with Yibum to Levi. And instead of doing Yibum, the case of our Mishnah, Levi did Ma'amer on Mrs. Reuven. And then afterwards, Shimon dies. And now Leah, Mrs. Shimon, is faced with a Yibum situation. So what the halacha is that Levi is allowed to stay married to Rachel. He's allowed to marry Rachel entirely, but and the Mrs. Shimon Zika doesn't get in the way of that. He's allowed to stay married to Mrs. Reuven, but Mrs. Shimon is still going to need something. She's still going to need a chalitza. She doesn't get putter with nothing, which is not what it sounded like in our Mishnah. Right? In the Mishnah, Beis Shammai said, Ishto imo, you get to keep your wife. Valazu, teitze, what was the word? Teitze mishama chalzisha. She just goes out. Don't worry, she's fine. She's a chalzisha. You don't need. No, says Reb Lazar. That Valazu, the other, Mrs. Shimon, still requires a chalitza. She doesn't go off scot-free. So Amar Rabbi Yavin, Afanam and Amitanina. So we can prove that Reb Lazar is correct from what Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, by two brothers that are married to two sisters, and then again Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda case, where Reuven and Shimon die and they're both faced with Levi and Yehuda, where Beis Shammai Omrim Yekaimu. Beis Shammai says that if Levi and Yehuda do Yibum, they get to keep their wives. Yekaimu in L'chadchila lo. And again we make the same diuk. L'chadchila they can't get married to them, but b'di'evet they could stay married to them. But v'isal k'day duch maimer le Beis Shammai docha, if you're d'chia gemura, if you want to say that Beis Shammai holds that maimer is completely docha and will get rid of the Zika of the other wife, so then why can't they get married even l'chadchila? Let each one do Maimer on one of them, and when they do Maimer on one of them, the Zika of the other one will go away, and then they'll be able to stay married to the one they did Maimer on. So it says, no, vela hakatani, but it says in our Mishnah, b'shami omrim ishto imo, valzu teitze mishom achos isha. It said in our Mishnah that Mrs. Shimon doesn't need anything, that she goes free. How can you, Reb Lazar, say that Pshat in Beis Shammai is that Mrs. Shimon is still going to require Chalitza, even though Levi is going to be allowed to stay married to Mrs. Reuven, so Mrs. Shimon doesn't get in the way of his marriage to Mrs. Reuven, but Mrs. Shimon is still going to require Chalitza? How can you say that? It says Beferish in the Mishnah, not that way, that she's Teitze, that she goes off free. Ella, Yevamed de Chazi Lekulhu, Chazi Lemiktsasa. No, the way we have to be Mechali between our Mishnah and the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. A Yevamah that's Ra'ui for all of the mitzvos of Yibum. A Yevamah that could have done Yibum or could have done Chalitza. So then you could say that her Maimer is going to be Docha, the Zika of her sister. That it's not going to prevent her sister from doing Yibum. So when the Yavam does Maimer on the first wife, wife before when Levi does Maimer on Mrs. Reuven, before Shimon ever dies, like in our Mishnah, that Maimer could be Docha the Zika of Mrs. Shimon entirely. When Shimon finally dies, there won't be a Zika, because at that point when he did that Maimer, he could have done anything. He could have done Yibum. That was a total Yibum case. But Yevamah d'Lachazi l'kulu. But when you have the case of the Mishnah of the four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Reuven and Shimon both die, so now Levi is faced with both Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon at the same time, and therefore he can't do all of the Yibum possibilities on Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon. All he can do is Chalitza. He can't do Yibum. Then Lo Chazi L'Miktsasa. Then he can't do a Maimer that's going to be Docha the Zika of the sister. His Maimer is not going to be Docha the Zika of the Maimer that he does, and Mrs. Reuven is not going to be Docha the Zika of Mrs. Shimon, because he had no choice but to do Maimer. He couldn't do Yibum in that case. He only had Maimer and Chalitza as possibilities. Good, period. Bai Rabba, new discussion. Maimer l'Beishamay, Nisuinosa o Erisinosa. Beishamay obviously holds Maimer does something powerful. But what is it? To what degree does it do something powerful? Do we treat it like it's a Nisuin, and like it would be treated like Yibum, and she becomes a full Nisua? Or do we treat it more like Erisin? Like Kesef Shtar, that by Nisha, with a regular woman, where it's only a Kenyan Erisin, but you're still going to need a Nisuin. Amalei Abai L'mai Hilchsav. I says, what are you asking exactly? On what level are you asking whether she's in Nisua or in Arusa? Ilei Mili Yorsha. If you want to say in terms of whether the Yavam can be Yorish her, like a husband is Yorish a wife who's Nisua to him, or maybe no, she's like an Arusa and he can't be Yorish her. Uli Tamila, or if she dies and the husband is a Kohen, is he Mechuyev to be Metami to her? Ula Hafer Nidareha, or can he be made for her Nidarim like you would on someone who's Nesua, but not in someone who's Arusa. A person cannot be made for Nidre Yishto when she's only in Arusa, unless she's a Nara and it's together with her father, that he could do it together, but certainly not on his own. So that's what you're asking. Well, Hashta Arusa Bialma, a regular Arusa. Tani Rabbi Chia, Ishta Arusa, Lo Onein, Velo Metamila. We generally assume a regular Arusa, there's no Aninos, and you don't become Tamiter if you're a Kohen. Vechein Hi, Lo Onene, and she also doesn't have a sense of aninus on him, and if he dies, she doesn't become tame to him. Mesa eino yarsha. If she dies, he doesn't inherit her. Mes who? Govik subasa, but if he dies, she can collect her ksuba. So avud ba maimer, yavam does maimer on his yivama, where it's not, he's not koner her legamri mibayi. You're going to say that it's going to be koner her to make her a yerusha, to be yorish, or to be mitamir, to be made for nedarim, more than a real kiddushin. Meaning, let's keep, what is maimer? Maimer is Kiddushin d'Rabbanan. So you want to tell me Maimer should do more than Kiddushin d'Oraisa? What are you asking? You're saying, what does Maimer do? Does it accomplish Kiddushin or Nisuin? I'll tell you, neither. It accomplishes less than Kiddushin. How can you say it doesn't accomplish Kiddushin or Nisuin? Maimer is a Kiddushin d'Rabbanan. How can we have a Havamina that it's going to accomplish all these things that are beyond what a regular Kiddushin accomplishes? No, that's not the Shaila. Ve'ela, rather the Gemara says, the Shaila is l'inin mesira l'chupa. If what's the din? If you have erisin, the chuppah is going to have to be l'ritzona. She's going to need you need her consent to give her over for chuppah. But by yibum even works bal parcha. So the question is, what does maimer do? Does maimer make it like a regular arusa, where you need her consent in order to complete the marriage, or do we say no? Maimer is it's a part of the yibum process, so you could still do yibum bal karcha. That's the shaila. Nisu also a low by Masira Lukhupa. You don't need her rutzone for Masira Lukhupa to create an Isuin. Oh, do my Erisin also by Masira Lukhupa. Or maybe it's only like Erisin, and by normal Erisin you need Masira Lukhupa Luritzona. Samle Rabba says to Abai, Hashalov Bamay Merksiv, Yivama Yavaleh. Well, let's think about it. Had he never done any move on her, had he not done Maimer at all, the Allah would be Yivama Yavaleh, and we darshin Balkarcha. You could even be Meyabim her against her will. Avad b'maimer mibayi, where he did maimer, where you would think it would create more of a connection to her. So of course he should be able to marry her bal karcha. I'm layin shani omer kala osa maimer biyavimto parchim mena zikas yivamin v'chala le zikas erisin. No, he said that we can have such a havmina because it's possible to hold that once you do maimer, which is a maisa kiddushin, the zikas yivamin is it goes away, and therefore it's like an erusin, and you should need her ratzon, you should need her consent if you want to accomplish anything. So the Gemara wants to know, so what taka is the halacha? Tashma, the Gemara says, we could be mochiach the suffix from a Mishnah in Nedarim. The Mishnah in Nedarim talks about a faris in Nedarim, and the Gemara is going to bring the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah, and from the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah, we'll be poshet the suffix. Halacha is a husband could be mefer alone his wife's Nedarim if they have nisuin. But a shomeris yavam, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah if a yavam is able to be mefer the Nedarim of a shomeris yavam. So shomeris yavam, bein yavam echad, whether there was only one yavam in the picture, bein shnei yavamin, or there are two yavamin in the picture, Reb Lazar Omer Yafer. Reb Lazar says he can be made for the Nedarim. Rabbi Shua Omer le'echad v'lo'lishnayim. Rabbi Shua says no, only one can be made for, two cannot be made for. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo le'echad v'lo'lishnayim. Neither one nor two can be made for. Va'avinim ba bishlam Rabbi Kiva savrein zika afil l'chad. Rabbi Kiva, I understand. He holds that zika doesn't do anything. That zika doesn't give you any rights in her Nedarim. So it doesn't matter whether there's one yavam, whether there are two yavamin. No one has the rights to be made for a Nedarim. L'Rabbi Shua l'chad yesh zika l'trei ein zika. I get Rabbi Shua's opinion also, that if there's one Yavam, you say, okay, that's a Zika, because there's only one way that this is going to go. There's only one brother to do the Yibum. That creates enough of a Zika that he's able to be made for the Nedarim. But if there are two brothers, who's going to be made for the Nedarim? We don't know which one is going to be the lucky winner. So you can't say that the Zika is strong enough to be made for the Nedarim. El Rab Lazar, Rab Lazar's opinion, that he can be mefer even when there are two brothers. Nihinami duksavri yesh zika. I understand you want to hold yesh zika. Bishlam lechad mefer l'trei amai. But when there's one yavam, makes sense. Yesh zika, so he could be mefer the nedarim. But when there are two brothers, why when there are two brothers can someone be mefer the nedarim? Maybe that someone is really a nobody, and the other brother is going to be the lucky winner. Who's the someone that's going to be able to be mefer the nedarim? There are two brothers in the picture. V'amar Rabbi Ami, hakam ha'eskim gon David b'maimer. Rabbi Ami explains, no, the case is that there is a someone had stepped up, one of the brothers had done Maimer, so the one who did Maimer is able to be made for the Nedarim. So you see, bottom line, that answers our Shaila. We wanted to know, when it comes to Afaras Nedarim, does Maimer make it that you're able to be made for the Nedarim? So we see, yeah, that according to Beishamai, that the way Reb Lazar understands, Maimer does make it that you're able to do to be made for the Nedarim. Yeah, Bishlam Nisuin also Mishamachi Meifar. If you hold that it makes nisuin, that Maimer creates a sense of nisuin, and therefore you're not going to need the ratzon of the isha anymore, it's like she's already at and nisua stage, so I understand that it's going to be mefer. Eliyamer d'erusin also, but if Maimer only puts her at the erusin stage, where you're still going to need her ratzon for the chuppah and everything else, heichi matzi mefer. How would he be allowed to be mefer the nedarim with Maimer alone? You can't be mefer nidrei arusaso, you can't be mefer the nedar of someone who's only an arusaso to you, so this seems to be poshet the safek, that it must be that Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, accomplishes nisuin on a certain level. By Narum Rasa, her father and husband are married for the Nedarim together, but you can't do it alone on Narusa. Now there's another explanation over there when we say Mefer. What does he mean when he says that if there are two Yevamin that they could do Afara? It doesn't mean that one of them does Afara. It means the two of them together have to do Afara B'shutfus. So therefore, it's not talking about a case of Maimer at all, and it tells you nothing about whether Maimer accomplishes Nisun or Erisin. It's just telling you, in a case of a regular Zika of Yibum, that the two Yevamin, the two brothers, who both potentially can do the Yibum, together can agree to be made for the Nedarim. So one or two things over here in the couple of minutes that we have left. One of the things we mentioned over here when we spoke about in Ishto Arusa, when you're at the Erusin stage, is that the husband is not allowed to be metame to her if he's a Kohen. And we said, and what if he dies? So we said that she is not metame to him. Does she have any issue of tumah? A nation's coming, there's allowed to go to a cemetery. There's nothing wrong with a nation's coming becoming tame. So what does it mean? She's not allowed to be tame to him. Both Rashi and Tosfos deal with this. Rashi writes, "V'lav dafka nakad v'lo metames dabenos aron lohusar al tumah." It's lav dafka when it says lo metames. There is no issue of tumah for benos aron. I did nakad lo anenis. Well, we were trying to keep it parallel. So there were two halachas in the first part, so we tried to mention two halachas in the second part. Then Rashi says, "V'linira v'lo Tama Kigon Beregel, she Israel Musarim Alatumam, even Vasim Lasigu, Misach Roshana. That it might be talking about a case where she's dafka trying to stay Tahar because she's going to be on the regal or whatever. So then we say that she's not allowed to become Tamitur. But Tos says Lama Tamila means that she's not Chayiv to become Tamitur. That even though the Eishes Kohen has no Isser of Tumah in general, but she does have a Chiyuv to become Tamei to her husband when her husband dies. That's part of the Chiyuv of Avelus. It's interesting, the Rambam understands that the Chiyuv of Avelus, so this Machlok, it seems to be Machlok's Rambam Ravid, and what it really revolves around is whether the Chiyuv of Avelus, part of the Chiyuv of Avelus, is to become Tamei by anybody, or is it Dafka by a Kohen, where part of his Chiyuv, when we say Lo Yitama, mitzvah, that a Kohen has to become Tameh to his close relatives, that's a mitzvah for him to become Tameh. Is it only a mitzvah because he's generally usher to become Tameh to his relatives, and therefore it's a special kavod? It's a way of showing kavod by saying, look, I'm never allowed to become Tameh to anybody, but to my relatives I'm going to become Tameh, and that's a kavod to the relatives. But if someone who anyway is always allowed to become Tameh, there is no Indian of kavod of Dafka becoming Tameh to the relatives. So it's ironic, it's Dafka because the Kohen generally has an Isser, that it would be a mitzvah for him to be mitami to his relatives. That's how some explain the Shita Sarambam. All right, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Rav Lazar.